in the page Tovkov Samach Zayin. So we're discussing various mitzvahs that one should, that the nature is to develop love and pleasures. So one of them is Torah. Very often in the beginning, the Torah might not be the most pleasant thing because people use the definition of pleasant nowadays is when it comes easy. Watch a movie, that's pleasant. You have to run a marathon, it's not pleasant. But the people that run marathons, they start enjoying it because they feel a feeling of accomplishment. Here, California is that just the body is getting worked up, which is the lowest level of human disease. Disease is not a body. A body is something we have. Disease is our safer, our neshama. So if we get used to using the thing that is down through our safer, reserving our safer to understand it at the time, you know, that becomes a pleasant interaction that one can have. And it also is the catalyst of Abba between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says in the Torah, how you get to loving Hashem. So the Divrei Torah, it's always like that. If a person exerts himself, appreciates what it is, he will start liking it. Very often a person either doesn't appreciate the Hashivas of Torah, or maybe he's approaching the proper fashion. You have to be ready to guide you, and then it should be some good question. That's number one. Second number is tefillah. All things that people are struggling with are really the nature to give one pleasure also. Like it says in the Chaim, it says, working with the entire heart. So we know it says, don't go after your heart. The truth is, love the Chol of Afrin, you have to serve Hashem with your heart. So what, you have to make up your mind, go with your heart or against your heart. Obviously, the question is, what is the heart? Heart means your desires. So we have the Vavecha, Shnei Levavos. You have the physical desires, in the kinetizer, the Kovet of the Eitzara. And we have the spiritual desires of connecting to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, the other Kol of Afrin means that you should use all the desires you have to serve Hashem, to interact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or just believe it's tefillah. Because in tefillah we show Hashem that I realize that everything I have is from you. Therefore, I'm turning you for everything. And I appreciate everything you do. So the hagdama for that is the sharish milivoy of it says tefillah tanugiyoy lanzan oisa. The fruit from his heart. Through tefillah, the pleasures of the Maza. Achistap and Kafim Mara, the Imus of Boyin is both. As you call Levi Meshuch, the Rakh, the Mara, the Sanag of Hashem, the Father, the Tevis of Tefillah. It's a tremendous pleasure that I'm able to speak to Hashem. He recommends look in the Siddur and read word by word. Every word is part of the conversation between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Focus on the traditional mikra. Don't try to cut halachim and don't try to think about all the tikkunim of all the olamos. Just a simple reading of the words. Like Chaim Lozman says, like Hashem Knesset, like Lev implanted in every word that all the Kabbalah. You have to have a simple pshat, carry on a conversation with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is, so he's serious. So, Shulchan Aruch also says, this brother, this is not a Chaim Voloshin, this is a quote from the Shad Shuvah, the Yoni brings this based on the Gemara, but what is stressed over is a fish. Because it says definitely you have to remove Tanukah Elam Hazeh from your heart. Because the person totally involved in Elam Hazeh, that is aspiration for pleasures and for power, fame, and he won't be able to down Hashem because he's too busy with himself. You have to put that aside, that's not so important. Something more important than physical pleasures. Power is to reconnect back to the soul. That'll give me everything. But right now, that's the most important thing. But it's a little bit hard to do that. You see, it's necessary to give all the pleasures of the world. Suffer. So it's because I want to connect back to the soul. That's what he stresses over here. It's not like a Hashem. You're not giving up pleasure. You are going to a higher level of pleasure. You're not going to the pleasure that animals have, just being the survival of the fittest, being the toughest lion in town, or the deer that eats the most, or the cow that eats the most grass, or whatever it is. But we have a higher level of kindness, appreciation of the greatness of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And through that, interacting and speaking to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, I recognize your greatness, and therefore I'm turning to you. That in itself is a very pleasurable experience if we do it. The Yetzer is extremely powerful because he wants to take us away from this pleasure. He tells us it's a much better pleasure, don't be involved in it. And he, especially since he was successful for many, many times in the course of our lives, it's very hard to change it. But with exerted efforts, even if you get one bracha out of it, it's a wonderful feeling that Baruch Hashem, I got it. One bracha today, spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu, over Padre Yisrael. Yeah. But anyway, that's, we're saying that this addition of the Mechaim Elozhinim. This Anik Mamish al Hashem, the Tevet of Tzvila, have a pleasure to be able to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word of the Tzvila. Yeah, that's a goal. Things should be pleasure, not it's a pleasure to have a hammer over my head, to force myself, or cut off my arms so that I shouldn't be able to do anything else and learn and daven. We have our entire bodies, we appreciate the bodies also, we thank Hashem for our bodies. We realize that there's a higher level of pleasure than just satisfying the nerve endings. It happens like this, so as we saw in the sixth parasha. Okay, how can you have a reason to eat some to the Chazal? So you judgment. Make a judgment. Whenever you have a desire to do mitzvah, it's hard for you. Realize that as hard as it is, the rule book of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, if it's hard for you to do and you do it, you get extra stuff. Same with Aveir. The more pleasurable the Aveir looks, the more lucrative it looks, the more power giving it looks. And you don't do it, you get much more of all of that. In the real fashion, not in the fake fashion. Right, so we have to make the decision always. Happy for my Shema Esrei. I'm trying to think for a second, I'm about to converse with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know the Yitzhar is going to do his best to get me distracted, but I'll try as much as I can. And then I'm stopping for to submit for whatever we did, not to say, oh, I didn't have 100% Kavanah, I had Kavanah for one prophet, two prophets, 10 prophets. No, focus on what I did do. Because the fact that I enjoy and I feel success in what I'm doing gives me strength to do it for further. If I always say, I can never get it right anyway, the person gives up. No reason to give up. But you have to, it won't happen by itself. You have to make a concerted effort. Try to get that stop before Shema Esrei for a few seconds. So I'm about to converse with you. I'm so elated that you picked me as one of your dear, close children. You're interested in hearing me 3 times a day. Not every person, not every father is interested in hearing his kids 3 times a day. My coach Volk was a very good father. He's willing to hear even more than 3 times a day. The minimum is 3 times a day. That is a strength for the rest of the day. These are two examples of mitzvahs that if you don't know what you're doing, and you don't have it right, so, okay. At the embrace and message for Kodesh Baruch Hu, I really would prefer going skiing or scuba diving or eating ice creams and steaks the whole day, whatever I want to do, watching movies nonstop. And I'm giving it up to learn a little bit, stop a little bit. It won't go. You have to appreciate it. It's something very, very special, opportunity that Hashem gives us. And I realize that, so I'm going to exert myself. Not only will I have great pleasure in Adam Havah, but even Adam has it. The greater pleasure and all the pleasures of giving into the gates of Arad. So the two mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Tefillah. Both of them, like it says, Eilu Dvarim Shetzrichim Chizuk, the Gemara says. You need a chizuk, it doesn't happen by itself. The fact that it doesn't happen by itself doesn't mean that there's no tremendous potential for it to yet happen. I don't know. Try to exert myself for 30% to do it and try to find ways to clarify for myself more so that this is the best thing I can do with my time and with my life, then I will enjoy it. Time and pleasure comes from that, from appreciation. If you know what you're doing, you appreciate it. If you're not doing nothing in conversation, some religious practice, 3 times a day, you got to do your duties and go through a ceremony of Shemon Esrei, you can't have pleasure from this. If I realize that I have 3 times a day, the opportunity to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have multiple times a day that the ability to learn the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a special opportunity given only to Klal Yisrael, not to any of the other nations of the world. Then, the more I appreciate it, the more I put effort into it, the more I'll enjoy it. We know that enjoyment is a function of appreciation. I've mentioned this many times. People go to gourmet restaurants, not because it necessarily tastes better than they have at home. The wife knows how to cook. But it's because they appreciate that a chef that went to chef school for 20 years, and he was the chief chef of who knows what hotel, who knows where. And now, that, from the great chefs, planet Earth, taking a special time and pleasure to put together the shum that he normally takes anyway, or whatever he's doing. But it tastes better, because he realizes that he appreciates what has been put into it. So if we appreciate what we're doing, we also enjoy it. Have a fun. Appreciate the greatness of the food we have to talk about as well. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's been very kind to us, making it easier for us to realize that there's nobody else to turn to other than him. So whenever we have somebody that before we can rely on them, find that we can. That's the chesed from Hashem. Yeah, you think it's not so pleasant. It's much more pleasant to feel that I have my uncle over there, Uncle Shmuel in the USA, taking care of me. that's not true. And, yeah. So, be thankful for all that scuffers of the over. Till now. And the more we appreciate that scuffers and realize that it's all for us to appreciate Hashem's orchestrating it, then everything works out great. It's so funny that Bilam's very similar to current events. At the end of this week's parsha, going to Rashi, Akan Yom Yahushan Boya Keshwin, Rashi says, Bilam, it's advertising. I'm the greatest, I'm the most powerful. Just go with me, give me a lot of money, you win your wars. And then just next week, so let's say he's needed all spoken money with you. That's very good. End of it. Okay, follow me. Next week, you see, suddenly he's saying, I'm being the greatest of all. Yosef, Hashem, the fear is out there. I have no control. Anyway, it should be very good to see Yeshua's Hashem. The way Yeshua's Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parasha, he went to Edom, tells over Jewish history, he went to Shrine and had Torahs, and when it's like Hashem in the Jacob, our prayer is the best. That's what God is for now. So, to remind ourselves, that's the way it works for us, to strengthen that prayer, and it's Hashem.